This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, September 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Rollins takes on corporate consolidation. Trump tariff comments prompt questions. And input company stocks drop. Rollins rules out cattle payments, takes on agribusiness. We've wrapped up a newsy annual Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, and the headliner, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, made plenty of news. She ruled out a payment program for cattle producers. She announced the department's releasing another $2 billion in payments to row crop producers through the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. Some $8 billion in those ECAP payments have already gone out to farmers. And not least, she announced a joint effort with the Justice Department to investigate fertilizer and ag input prices. Yes, this is a Republican administration, but it's definitely not your father's GOP, Rollins said. This is a new populist GOP. And as several of our speakers in Kansas City noted, this populism is going to affect agriculture in a number of ways, from corporate consolidation to ag technology. I'll take note, after her address, Rollins swore in the department's new Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce. Fordyce will be thrown right into crafting a new round of farm assistance on top of implementing provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. You can read more of our coverage of the forum at agripulse.com. Trump tariff assistance comment sparked questions of how. President Trump says he'll use tariff revenues to support farmers dealing with an export slowdown. But attendees at the AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum ask if that's legal. Getting to this money is not going to be easy, said Harrison Pittman, director of the National Agriculture Law Center. In his first term, Trump used the Commodity Credit Corporation to fund a bailout. But the CCC's $30 billion in borrowing authority has been depleted, and the fund will also be tapped in the coming months for other financial support programs. The administration could use a statute known as Section 32. It's funded partly by tariff revenues, but there are strict limits on how much officials can divert to support farmers. Whether that statute lets the administration use Section 32 for an assistance program remains an open question, Pittman added. But Texas A&M University Bart Fisher isn't betting against the administration just yet. He said, don't underestimate USDA attorneys and their ability to find authority for a president to be able to do what he wants when he wants, Fisher said during a forum panel. I wouldn't rule out that, but honestly, Congress has a lot to say, too. You can read more as well at agripulse.com. Input company stocks drop following the DOJ-USDA announcement. Some of the world's biggest farm input company stock prices fell yesterday as the Trump administration announced plans to increase oversight of higher costs for everything from fertilizer to seed. Stock prices of fertilizer giant Mosaic and seed maker Corteva and pesticide supplier FMC all closed more than 3% lower after Secretary Rollins told the annual Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, Missouri, that USDA and the Department of Justice are teaming up to protect growers from a four-year onslaught of volatile and elevated input costs, even as crop prices drop sharply. The move comes as producers of corn and other crops are struggling with high farming costs and the prospect of excess supplies piling up in bins ahead of next spring's plantings. Tariffs are raising the cost of fertilizer, tractors, and other agriculture tools. The new price scrutiny includes DOJ's antitrust division, raising the possibility of government crackdowns. Shares in Nutrien, the largest fertilizer maker, fell 1.5%, while shares in nitrogen fertilizer behemoth CF Industries dropped 2.2%. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rollins claims Mexican non-compliance with screwworm commitments. Secretary Rollins yesterday said Mexico is falling short on commitments to fight New World screwworm, including tending to fly traps and enforcing cattle movement in infected regions. At the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, Rollins said the U.S. will not lift restrictions on Mexican cattle imports until Mexico displays 100% compliance. She called on the Mexican government to expand surveillance immediately and lock down cattle movements in infected zones. Take note, during the forum, Steve Boren, Berger Ingelheim Vice President for Livestock, said screwworm could have a $1.8 billion economic impact on Texas alone if it got into the U.S. Also at the forum, Senator Roger Marshall talked up regenerative agriculture, saying farmers will, quote, one day make as much, maybe more, from carbon credits as you do from selling corn. Marshall touted healthy soil and precision agriculture, cut back significantly fertilizer and pesticide use. He also was adamant about a perennial issue that year-round E15. Marshall said, quote, I think E15 should be the number one priority of the administration right now, and anyone that cares about agriculture, all your groups, that should be the number one ask of the White House right now. Marshall also said that more trade will not solve producers' economic woes. Marshall said, quote, I think the focus needs to be on turning corn, turning commodities into protein or to biofuels next. You can read more at www.agripulse.com. Beijing says soybean purchases will resume when tariffs are lifted. China's Ministry of Commerce says it will buy U.S. soybeans when the U.S. drops its tariffs. Ministry spokesman Hu Yadong outlined what it would take for Chinese buyers to return to the U.S. soybean market during a press conference yesterday. On soybean trade, the United States should take positive steps by canceling unreasonable tariffs to create conditions for expanding bilateral trade and inject greater stability and certainty into global economic development, he said. Virginia Houston, Director of Government Affairs at the American Soybean Association, said the comments confirm what many in the industry have been hearing from Chinese buyers. We've heard that they want to buy our beans, she said, but soybeans are a strategic leverage for the Chinese. Take note, China hasn't placed any orders for new U.S. crop soybeans. The country's domestic stockpiles are high, analysts say, and buyers could wait several more months if no deal is reached. Chinese buyers also got some relief this week when Argentina temporarily suspended a grain export tax. Reuters reporting that China ordered some 20 shipments of soybeans before Argentina reinstated that tax yesterday. China to probe U.S. and Mexican pecans over dumping allegations. China's Commerce Ministry says it will investigate pecan imports from the U.S. and Mexico to determine if they are being sold at below market value. This is the latest compulsive in the already strained trade relationship between China and North American nations. The U.S. and China remain locked in ongoing trade negotiations, while Mexico this month unveiled proposals to hike tariffs on a slate of Chinese exports. China is the U.S. second largest market for in-shell pecan exports behind Mexico, but a portion of exports to Mexico returned to the U.S. shelled, that according to research from Texas A&M. Lu Pengyu, a spokesperson at China's embassy in Washington, told AgriPulse that imports from Mexico and the U.S. have caused substantial damage to China's pecan sector. Here's today's final word. If you think that trade is going to solve all our woes, I think you're wrong. I think the focus needs to be on turning corn, turning commodities into protein or biofuels next. That's Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas at the Ag Outlook Forum yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, September 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Alley.